In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Today we are presented with a paradox, and the Christian life is full of paradoxes. But Jesus says very clearly that if we don't lose our life, we won't find it. And if we seek to save our life, save ourselves, then we'll lose ourselves. And I don't know that if you've ever contemplated or thought about it, what is my life? What is this life that he wants me to lose? Is he talking about my life as I raise my children? Is he talking about my life as I go to work to provide for my family? Is he talking about my life as I have an extended family? What is exactly the life that Christ wants us to lose? Well, we have a few examples in scriptures that we can look at. And I'll start with the Apostle Paul. You remember that the Apostle Paul is a highly educated Jew among Jews, famously educated by the famous Rabbi Gamaliel, and was essentially a Pharisee, serving God zealously, zealously serving God. And seemed to have a career trajectory, as he had already dedicated his life to God and was to be a Pharisee and was spiritually engaged. And yet when Christ appeared to him, later on in his epistles, he says that he counted all of that, his career, his being a Jew among Jews, all of what he was given, he counted as dung that he may lay hold of Christ. So in a sense, he had an entire recentering of his life. Not only did he lose the possibility of being a famous Jew who would get status and honor among his people, he also was given the task of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, going to those unclean people, the people he would have avoided as a Jew, and proclaiming the message. He had to lose his life. He had to lose what he considered his source of status, what he considered his direction, even in some sense with this one, a spiritual direction. He had to be willing to give up everything to obey the call of Christ. Another example of in the scriptures, we have Zacchaeus. We talked about him not too long ago. He's a tax collector, he's rich. And when he meets Jesus, he has to give up everything. What is his life about? Well, he isn't real well respected, but he is rich. And he does have a certain status in the community. He's feared. And he does have a career trajectory. Essentially, he could continue to live the way he's living. His family would be set. His future generations would be set. And he's asked to, essentially by the Holy Spirit, by the conviction in his heart, to lay aside his wealth and to follow Christ again. So when Jesus talks about us laying down our lives or being willing to lay down our lives, the core point I want you to take home is that Christ needs to be at the center of our lives. We're not to go through our lives and think about the things that we should lay down. I certainly want to give up washing dishes. It's just part of the life I want to lay down. and I'm done babysitting, and I'm not going to do the oil anymore. I feel like God has really spoke to me. No, that's not what we're talking about with laying down our lives. Sometimes the goal is more important than the teaching that surrounds it. Our goal is to lay a hold of Christ. We don't have to imagine what we're going to give up in our lives to follow Christ. I mean, in some ways, there are some obvious things. We are to give up being selfish, give up being sinful, give up not forgiving people, give up those basic commandments that we hear in the Beatitudes and that we hear in the Gospels, the teachings of Jesus, certainly. But the point is that we make him the center of every decision we make. We make him the center of our education, the center of our status, the center of our identity. It's always, I'm a Christian first. And it's to have an open ear, to listen to the Holy Spirit's direction, which for each one of us will lead us to take up a specific cross. Because life brings crosses. Because having a cross, whether personal or circumstantial, is just a normative part of life, we'll be asked, while we're in our circumstances, to be a Christian, to put Christ at the center of our circumstances, and to the best of our ability, to lay down our selfishness, to lay down those things that would give us, we think would give us status or reputation, and to make Christ first. Of course, never mind that this is an impossible task for human beings. It is absolutely impossible for us who are often steeped in selfishness from our very youth to decide not to be selfish one day and then to sometimes choose things that seem against us, that seem against our own self-interest. But remember in the scriptures it says that with men things are impossible, but with God all things are possible. So to the extent of our ability, we try to focus on Christ. We try to bring him in every situation. And as impossible circumstances come up, things that we would flee from, things that we would avoid, we go to Christ and we ask him for help. Because there are so many things in life that are too heavy to bear. Too many things where we would want to turn away and preserve ourselves and protect ourselves and be selfish. And those are the things we ask for God's mercy and help and strength to push through, to do the right thing, to be Christians first. So, as we commemorate the cross today, and as we think about the cross which comes at the center of Lent, which if you read the commentary, it'll say that this cross is brought before you as encouragement. The cross is brought before you as encouragement. Because our Lord voluntarily faced the cross, because he was obedient, and it was through the cross that the resurrection was obtained. It is through our pursuit of making Christ the center of our lives, it is through our death, it is through our crucifixion that we find true life, that we are given life from above. And rather than having life in material, in money, in status, in selfishness, and whatever it is, that we are given life from above if we are willing to focus and walk through, in a sense, the cross. So again, as we celebrate this feast day of the cross, may our Lord give us the courage to turn to Him in all things. May we make Him the center of everything we do. Everything in our spiritual endeavors, we should talk to Christ first. Everything in our quote-unquote secular endeavors, may we put Him at the center of that. And may He strengthen us for the crosses that will come in our life so that through them we can be given true life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.